Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church here in Sedalia, and I'd like to share Philippians 4, 4 through 7 with you. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say it, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone, for the Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Do you know what a spoonerism is? I found this illustration in a book by James Moore. Spoonerism is an accidental transposition of sounds, usually making the wrong sounds on a different word, and it comes out with a different meaning. One of the most famous mistakes was done by a pastor, Reverend William Spooner, and it became famous for this spoonerism things. He was reading one day a message he was giving, and he made this verbal mistake. He meant to say the cheerful tidings of the gospel, but it came out the tearful chidings of the gospel. Now, there couldn't be anything more separate, more far apart from the truth than to say that the gospel brings tearful chidings. And way too often, I've met too many folks who say they're following Christ, and they're discouraged, they're depressed, they're lacking joy, they're not rejoicing. And I want to remind you that the gospel of Jesus Christ brings joy, and it brings healing, and it brings wholeness, and it brings peace. And the key to tapping into that is to rejoice in Him always.